Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTia along with Charlie Long. In our triple option feature, we're going to look at LSU and their opponent, South Carolina. Different team than what we saw a year ago. South Carolina had that game in their pockets last year, but they had five draft choices on that defensive side of the football, and two other guys signed free agent contracts. Seven of the 11 guys, brand new. They're not great anywhere on the defensive side of the football. So this isn't the South Carolina defense that you saw a year ago. The offensive line's always been a little bit shaky, especially on the edges, the tackle position, and at center, too. Though Simpkins last year, he was a pretty doggone good player for South Carolina at the guard spot. Who they really miss from a year ago is that running back in Rocket Sanders. I thought Rocket really gave them a lot of oomph in the running game. His ability to turn the corner and head up the field. He was physical after first contact. Their receiving core was better a year ago. They got a lot of young guys on the receiver part for the Gamecocks this year. They got a guy, though, potentially could be the first overall pick in the 2026 draft, though, in Lenore Sellers.
Yep.
His good tape is Mount Everest good. But there was some erratic nature to his game. A lot of times he's not set. He's not balanced when he throws the football. His mechanics are a little off. But, man, he scared the bejesus out of you. You just see this 6'4"-plus dude who's over 230 pounds, and he can run, flat-out run. So he can make plays with his feet, throwing off the waggle, also taking off running with the downfield. We saw that happen last year. But, Charlie, when he's in a groove as a passer, he is really something special. Now, again, I think, not to put anything in his head, but he'd be better off playing another year of college football. He's sort of still a young pup in this business, but the potential would be there for him to be one of the top three picks and possibly the first overall pick because he plays the most critical position out on the field. Just watching him at Manning, man, you could almost like hear the ball come out of his hands. I mean, that's how it's coming out of there. So interesting to see LSU defensively going up against Sellers, who gave them so many issues last year. Now, remember, he went down to an injury, and he didn't play much in the second half of that game. If he plays in that game, Charlie, LSU doesn't win that game in South
right
Carolina.
There with you.
And then they missed that kick at the end that would have tied the game. It was a crazy game. We saw two of them last year. LSU Ole Miss, LSU South Carolina. And LSU was on the kind of good part of both games there, the way it handled out. But this South Carolina defense isn't nearly as talented or a big play unit from a pass rush and a turnover situation as they were a year ago. But they got a quarterback that can make something out of absolutely nothing. Again, I'd love to see him become a little bit more consistent player. But, man, what's around him, Charlie, it's average when you look at it across the board in the SEC.
And then, Mike, if you look at their upcoming schedule, I have one other thing that I want to bring up here about South Carolina, but just look at what they've got coming up. At number 11, LSU versus Oklahoma, number 6 team in the country, versus number 8, Alabama, at number 4, Ole Miss, at number 5, Texas A&M. So when we were going back and interviewing Chris Lowe last week and he had brought up their upcoming slate, I mean, it doesn't get much different, much more difficult than that. But, Mike, you're right. He's a one-man show, Lenore Sellers is, and just – the talent around him, the offensive line isn't great at South Carolina. They don't have a rushing attack at all. And for reference, right, everyone knows how bad LSU has been running the ball this year. They're number 15 in the SEC because number 16 is South Carolina. They're like bottom 10 in the entire FBS as far as running the football. And that's with someone that you would kind of project as a dual threat with Lenore Sellers. He extends these plays with his legs. He gets the ball downfield. He's a big play at any different moment in a game. So he's outstanding. The only other player I want to ask you about here, Mike, because you're right, their defense lost a ton of talent, but they still got one guy that Coach Kelly had highlighted during his Monday press conference, and it's Dylan Stewart, their edge rusher, who's just unbelievable. He has these reps, Mike, where he's like the Flash. He just gets into a quarterback's face within a split second. He's insane. 3.5 sacks this year, 2 forced fumbles on the season, a sophomore edge rusher that LSU's going to have to key in on offensively.
Okay, I'll put 2 hats on him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not keeping my tackle on him all game by himself on an island. Hey, no way. He's too good. And last year, he was a true freshman. The way he played, man, coming off that edge, it was like he was shot out of a cannon every play. Now, this year, he's become a little bit more reserved because he doesn't have the guy on the other side anymore. And right now, everybody is giving him extra blocking looks. So you're either meeting up with a tight end, are you meeting up with a running back along the way, along with the tackle? So you can see when you have that one guy, everybody sees on film. And where I think he's gotten much better is his use of his arms and his hands to get off a blocker. Because he sort of got a thin build on him. But, man, can he run? And it's his bend to get super low and get around a big tackle. Then he uses his hands. And, man, his closing speed is outstanding. But I would make sure I don't have my tackle on him every play by himself. I got to put a tight end or running back to chip to slow him down. And then I throw the football on his side. Right where he's coming off of, I throw the football there. That way, that puts a lot of pressure on the linebackers and the cornerback play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.